Joe Johnson emerged from the hotel's windowless conference room and blinked in the sun that reflected off the Adriatic Sea, just a short distance away. One of his fellow conference attendees, a tall, blonde German academic who was an authority on the Holocaust, had already changed into her bikini and was laying a towel on a sun lounger next to the pool. Johnson gazed for a few seconds at the woman's Amazonian figure through the floor-to-ceiling plate glass that separated the bar from the pool. Then he walked to the bar and threw his speaker's notes and slide deck printout onto the shiny black granite surface. "Thank God that's over," he muttered to himself. "Death in Yugoslavia," ran the title in large letters on the front of his pack of PowerPoint slides. The subheading beneath it read, 1991 to 1995, atrocities of war that shocked the world. Then came a further heading which referenced the heart of his speech, an international approach to tracing war criminals. Johnson's presentation to the 330 delegates at the Balkans War Crimes Conference had gone as planned. The deck of about 50 slides was graphic, including a few photographs of emaciated Muslim and Croatian prisoners in Serbian-run concentration camps in Omarska and Karaterm, but it made all the points he wanted to get across to his audience. The conference venue was one of Dubrovnik's largest hotels, the Valamar Lacroma, on the Lapad Peninsula, 10 minutes' drive from the historic Old Town. It made for an idyllic setting. Johnson had just reached into his jacket pocket and taken out his sunglasses when someone nudged his elbow.
"Relieved that's over, Joe? Can I get you a beer?"
Johnson turned to see Professor Philip de Vere, a stooping Oxford historian whom he vaguely knew and who had also delivered a paper to the conference.
"Thanks, I need one," Johnson said.
And he did. The nervous buildup to a conference speech was always the same. A restless night, the 2 a.m. whiskey, then the black coffee that overstimulated his nervous system. Then, when it was over, the wave of relief was often accompanied by a craving for alcohol. De Vere ordered two local Ozuchko beers before turning back to Johnson.
"An interesting talk you gave there," De Vere said. "But you were rather generous toward Bill Clinton and his policies on Bosnia in the early 90s. I suppose you are American, after all." He chuckled.
Johnson put on his sunglasses and placed his documents into his leather briefcase.
"I think Clinton got most things right. Dayton was a good agreement, despite Clinton only doing it because he wanted it finished before the 96 election. Can't stand the guy personally, but someone needed to stand up for the Bosnian Muslims. And he did it."
"Depends on whether you take a long-term view or not, and how closely you look at how he went about it," De Vere said.
He paused and peered sideways at Johnson.
"Do you do a lot of research work? You're not a full-time academic, are you?"
Johnson eyed him. Always the snob. He explained that he worked as a visiting lecturer at American University in Washington, D.C., within its College of Law, speaking periodically if its war crimes research office required he do so. Otherwise, he ran his own business doing private investigations, but was increasingly trying to focus on jobs with a war crimes element. That was his passion.
"Interesting work," De Vere replied with a smirk.
Johnson had had enough of being talked down to. He picked up his beer and said,
"You're going to have to excuse me. I need a smoke."
He walked out the door of the interior bar to the far side of the patio, where a path wound its way past a couple of palm trees. He continued for a few yards along the path, out of sight of De Vere, then pulled a pack of Marlboros and a lighter out of his pocket. He ripped off the cellophane wrapper and lit one. Staring out to sea, where the dark azure of the Adriatic met the paler sky as the sun began its descent behind the Elafiti Islands beyond, Johnson found it hard to imagine this as the backdrop to a raging battle that had erupted only 2 decades earlier.